At 6:06, we have a few clouds here at sunrise and 76 degrees in Tulsa, warming to 91 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. More teacher jobs are saved in the Tulsa Public Schools. Tulsa School Superintendent Dr. Keith Ballard announced at last night's school board meeting that the district has received another large community donation.
Last week, I was notified by another anonymous donor of a donation of $1.2 million for an additional 30 allocation.
With at least $1.8 million in one-time grants, 94 positions will be saved. The school had been looking at trimming 75 teaching slots because of a lack of state funding. Meanwhile, it turns out the state has millions more to spend.
Changes to state law made during the session leaves about $30 million more for lawmakers to spend, including $16 million that hasn't been appropriated. An initiative by the Oklahoma Tax Commission to more aggressively collect delinquent sales taxes accounted for nearly $14 million. Another change that redirects certain motor vehicle fees to the general fund brought in millions more. About $14 million of the additional revenue is already appropriated, but an additional $16 million could be spent when lawmakers return in February, or it could be added to next year's budget. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Tulsa Trash Board declares an emergency. It is a legal maneuver to get the garbage picked up after the current trash hauling contract ends June 30th. The city has a new hauler that will not begin full service until October. Board member David Patrick is also a city councilor, and he says fellow councilors know they'll have to take action to get a transition service in place.
They know that this is a rush situation and a hurry situation that has to be done because trash has got to be picked up. It can't be left there.
Service will be once a week this summer, and recycling will be phased in. The Oklahoma Corporation Commission approves a rebate plan for consumers to buy or retrofit a vehicle for CNG. Commissioner Patrice Douglas says it's hoped the rebate will spark interest in CNG-powered autos.
There's a fund set up where folks who want to buy a CNG vehicle or want to convert to a CNG vehicle can submit the paperwork and will be eligible for a $2,500 rebate if they do convert or if they buy a CNG vehicle.
There are several CNG stations in Tulsa County. The price for a gallon equivalent ranges from $1.10 to $1.59. Meanwhile, regular unleaded jumped to $3.29 in Tulsa overnight. We will go in depth on this story coming up at 7:35 this morning. The discovery of an old underground diesel fuel storage tank slows work on renovating the Tulsa County Courthouse entrances. Chief County Commission Deputy Mark Leota says it's an old tank buried near the Denver entrance, and it'll have to be inspected and then removed.
There will be some costs involved in removing the tank. We don't have a good feel for what that's going to cost. If the tank leaked, we'll have to do some soil remediation.
Leota says the work should still be completed by the end of the year. The Tulsa Police Hispanic Outreach Program is one of 10 being used as a national model offered by the Justice Department. Tulsa Police Chief Chuck Jordan says the Tulsa model is simple. It's all about building trust.
We are not going out and doing sweeps in neighborhoods to try to determine documentation status. No, we're not.
Tulsa has a Spanish language Crime Stoppers line and has interpreters riding with officers patrolling Hispanic neighborhoods. Our weather forecast, sunny, windy, and hot, a high today of 91, breezy and mild tonight, 72 for a low. National Weather Service radar is all clear now at 610, a few clouds in 76. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.